Welcome to today's episode of Sisters Sidebar with Joyce Vance and me, Jill Wine Banks. If you have a question for us, please email us at sistersinlaw@politicon.com or tag us on social media using hashtag sistersinlaw. But don't just type them. We love hearing your voice. It's really important to us, which is why we want to hear them. So please use a voice memo with one of your notes apps, and we might play it on the show. We're going to use some of those today. Before we get started, we are delighted to share that we have some live shows coming up. We'll be in Denver, Colorado tomorrow, April 23rd, at the Cervantes Masterpiece Theater. Then we head over to Atlanta, Georgia for a show at the Buckhead Theater on May 3rd. Tickets are available at politicon.com/sisters. Only a few left for the show in Denver. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get started with the questions for today's show. Joyce, I have an audio question for you from Patricia.
Greetings, sisters-in-law. I have an ask of you, not really quite a question. You have spoken several times now about how important it is for citizens to call their members of Congress. Many of my friends, though, who readily participate in things like rallies and marches, become completely frozen when asked to call their Congress critters. Now, I really want to share what you have said with my friends, but I can't find transcripts of your episodes. So I wonder, would you tell us all once again about the importance of calling your representatives and senators? No, really, seriously. And how easy it is and important? That way, I would know for sure which episode to direct my friends to listen to, and maybe I could quote you. I really think that your words on this topic would at least get them leaning more toward making calls. They really don't want to hear it from me yet again, I promise. Thanks for considering this request, and thanks for your podcast.
Well, Patricia, thanks for this question. I think it's a question that so many people have on their minds. You know, we live in a moment where we don't always feel like our elected officials are responsive to us. Sometimes they don't even want to listen to us. They might even refuse to take meetings. We've had that problem a time or two in Alabama with our senators. So let's talk plainly about how government works. These people, politicians, we elect them. We, the people, have the power in this democracy. We can elect and we can unelect. And for far too long, we've thrown our hands up in the air with senators and other elected officials who aren't responsive. And we've just said, well, that's how people who go to Washington are, or that's how a governor is. And you know, I think that we are in a moment where we can no longer afford to have that sort of attitude, where we have to insist that they're responsive. And so call your senators, send letters to your representatives. There are people in their staff that are charting how many times their offices get touched on these issues. They're paying attention even when they don't look like it. And you know, you might need to get a little bit creative. I'll just point to this fabulous collective of women in Birmingham who, when they found that they weren't able to get in and have an in-person meeting with their senators, took to funding billboards on the main stretch of highway into downtown Birmingham, telling, for instance, their elected officials how fed up they were with their approach towards the Epstein files. So look, I mean, this is our moment. You know, we are fighting for this democracy, not on the battlefields in Normandy like our grandparents did, but in the voting booths, in our polling places come the midterm elections. And let's get on with it. Tell your friends who think that they can't make a difference, they absolutely can. When 8 million Americans marched for No King's Day, I promise you all those representatives and senators were paying attention. Hey, Jill, there's a question for you from Michelle in Northern California.
Michelle here, calling back in from Northern California. And once again, I can't think of a better question for the former U.S. General Counsel of the Army under President Carter, Jill Wine Banks. War crimes. Here I was thinking Trump's dance with a felon, sexual predator, grifter card was all full up. Guess there's always room for more crime. This time, crimes against humanity. Could you outline what constitutes a war crime and how Trump has vowed to annihilate an entire civilization? That he intentionally put himself in the crosshairs of committing such blatant atrocities against Iran. Like Batman's sky signal, we need a calling All Hague and Geneva Convention nightlight beacon. He and Putin could have a double conviction. As always, thank you for keeping us so well informed. Yours, Michelle.
Thank you for that question. It is of grave concern to me that we are ignoring what war crimes are and that we have a president who not only commits them, but announces that he wants to commit even more. A war crime is a serious violation of international humanitarian law and of domestic law as well. The Geneva Conventions say that you cannot do certain things which involve, for example, willful killing or torture or hostage taking, targeting civilians or civilian infrastructure. Remember, Donald Trump said he was going to take out the electric grid and do all sorts of things that clearly target the civilian infrastructure rather than legitimate military targets. And so those are what are considered war crimes under international law. But we also have war crimes under our own law. For example, one of the examples in the manual for military officers is killing a shipwreck victim. And that's what's happened, at least in one situation in the international waters where our troops are taking down ships that are allegedly carrying drugs with no evidence that in fact they are, and where there have been survivors. In the first case, they picked them up and then released them because there was no legitimate grounds for holding them for trial in America. And in the second case, because they knew they couldn't take them to America for trial, they killed the survivors. That is a clear war crime. It fits any definition and is a violation of the morality of America. And I am sorry to say that we are doing it. And I hope that a new administration, as Joyce was just answering in the last question, it's up to us as voters to change how things are done. And this is one of the things that must change. After doing some spring cleaning, you realize which things were clutter and what really adds to your home. Some appliances are so nice to have that you can't imagine how you manage without them. That's why we have to tell you about the Mill Food Recycler. It handles your food cleanup and puts every scrap to better use by making free garden-ready fertilizer. Since we found out about them, we couldn't wait to get them for our homes and start forming habits that were better for our families, yards, and the planet.
To fill you in, Mill is the odorless, effortless, fully automated food recycler that can handle almost anything while looking great in any kitchen. Forget about loud grinding disposals that strain your plumbing. Just throw everything from potato peels to avocado pits, chicken bones, or even dairy into your Mill. And while you sleep, Mill quietly transforms your food scraps into nutrient-rich, shelf-stable grounds. It's so powerful that it can process up to 10 pounds overnight, and it can work for weeks before you have to empty it. And best of all, once you have a Mill, there's no more mess, no more smell, no more fruit flies.
Love that. And now that we've discovered Mill, everything gets so much easier. It means fewer trips out to the trash cans, and the kitchen is filled with the delicious smell of freshly cooked food instead of whatever was wafting out of the garbage can. Without a Mill, we all create way more food waste than we should. Now, Mill can handle things while you get some well-deserved rest. Then you can use the grounds in your garden, add them to your curbside compost, or Mill can even pick them up and get them to a small farm for you. Afterwards, your plants will look great, and you can feel good knowing you did something good for the planet.
Mill turns a huge climate problem into a simple daily habit, and it's fun to use the Mill app to see how much food you're keeping out of landfills. So far, Mill customers have put an incredible 15 million plus pounds of food to good use. Plus, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial. So if you don't absolutely love it, you can just send it back. Since it's Earth Month, now is the perfect time to try Mill risk-free for 90 days and get $75 off at mill.com/sisters. And use code SISTERS. That's $75 off at mill.com/sisters and use code SISTERS. The link is in our show notes.
Joyce, we have a question for you from Late Bloomer 2023 on Threads. She asks, if Trump gets away with limiting voter registration and vote by mail, do people still have the right to cast a provisional ballot? Can they then sort out the validity later?
You know, this is a very timely question because we know that the president, the president's party, they're making efforts to suppress the vote. In other words, they want to keep American citizens who are eligible and qualified to vote from voting. And provisional ballots are actually designed for that situation. And the answer to your question is yes, Trump can't do anything to do away with provisional ballots. This is how they work. The practice varies a little bit from state to state, but in their most basic form, if you're a voter and you go to your precinct polling place and your name doesn't appear on the voter registration list, but you believe that you're in fact registered, then you can be offered a provisional ballot. You mark it, it's placed in a special secrecy envelope rather than in the ballot box, and after the polls close, your registration status is determined. Now, look, that often means that you have to jump through hoops. You may have to take proof of your identity and status down to the county registrar by the end of the week. So if you're a working person or what have you, that's just an additional barrier to making sure that your vote is getting counted. But if you are an eligible voter and you've been wrongfully denied that permission to vote, this is the curative method that you've been able to use in the past and can still use. You know, something that really interests me here is that the rates of casting provisional ballots have been pretty static across elections. Usually it's about the same percentage in all midterms, the same percentage in all presidential years. We'll all be interested to see if there's a sudden skyrocketing in the use of provisional ballots this year, but they'll still be around for us. Hey, Jill, this next question is a lot of fun because it's coming from someone who's attending our live show in Denver. This is from Tamara in Colorado.
Hey, sisters-in-law. I was hoping to get some of your thoughts regarding the Colorado Appeals Court throwing out Tina Peters' sentence for tampering with the 2020 election. Thank you very much. I'll definitely see you in Denver.
Hi there, Tamara. I can't wait to meet you at our show. Make sure you're there and come up to say hello to us. And especially because you asked a really good question. And I'm not as upset about the court throwing out the sentence because they upheld the conviction. And that's what's really important, is that there was a serious felony committed in allowing access to voting records. And there is an allegation that the judge had some bias that may have influenced the harshness of the sentence. So she will be resentenced, but her conviction stands, and that is the important thing to me.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everyone vulnerable. Privacy is so important to online safety, and Delete Me is the perfect tool to up your digital security.
It's scary out there. In 2026, it's easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Unfortunately, having your address, phone number, and family members' names hanging out on the internet can have actual consequences in the real world, putting everyone at risk. Delete Me can protect your personal privacy, your family's privacy, and the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information is exploited. Consider it like your personal warrior protecting your data, autonomy, and privacy.
Even if you're not a public figure, in the internet age, all of us are potential targets for malicious actors, blackmailers, and worse. And especially if you have minors or children in your family, Delete Me is a must. Once we got started with them, the peace of mind was such a relief, and I trust them to protect me, my sisters, and my loved ones. And I know that they can help you keep you and your family safe too.
You know, it really rings a bell with me because this week, one of my college sorority sisters sent out an alleged email, which I was immediately suspicious of. And the second follow-up to the first weird one was, would you please just buy a credit card on your Amazon account for me and email it to me? But the New York Times Wirecutter has named DeleteMe their top pick for data removal services for a reason. So don't wait. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe. Now at a special discount for our listeners, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/sisters and use promo code SISTERS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/sisters and enter code SISTERS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/sisters, code SISTERS. And the link is in our show notes. Joyce, I want to ask you a question that comes from Steve in Washington, D.C. Do you think Trump will get another Supreme Court pick? If so, who do you think would retire? And who are the most likely picks as a replacement?
Oh, my. Well, you've come to the right place, Steve, if you want to spill a little bit of tea here, because it's getting to be that time of year. Traditionally, when Supreme Court justices announce retirement, it's as the term comes to a close. And then, of course, the president has an opportunity to appoint their successor. There has been a lot of buzz this year about the possibility that Justice Alito and or Justice Thomas might take this opportunity to resign. You know, there's always a lot of buzzes as judges get up in years. We've not really seen any indication that either one of these justices is interested in setting aside the power and the robe, but we shall see. One part of the political dynamic that could be at play here is Donald Trump is down in the polls, right? And he's looking at what happened in Hungary, where a strong authoritarian figure just lost as the country went out and voted for democracy. And so we know that Trump is trying to do whatever he can to shore up the margins that his party will face. And one great way of doing that, because Republican voters have historically been very loyal on this issue, is that Republican candidates have run pointing out that it's the president who selects federal judges. And of course, Supreme Court justices. And so if Donald Trump were looking at two looming Supreme Court vacancies, well, you can only imagine the political hay that he would make out of that. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump would be very interested in having at least one, possibly two appointments that he could make. Whether or not the justices are ready to play pool in that regard is an entirely different matter. And then there's one sort of final issue to consider here. You know, the resignation of Justice Kennedy did not happen on this timeline. It happened long after the point in the judicial calendar where we typically expect to see a Supreme Court justice step down. I sort of remember this moment with spectacular clarity because I was in New Hampshire with my youngest child who was sort of being punished for underperforming at school that year by being sent to a summer program where they focused on education and academics. Happy ending. It actually really worked out well for him. So it was a good investment of time and resources. But we're sitting at this diner in New Hampshire. I'm getting ready to drop him off. And I just see Fox News because it's New Hampshire. So there's Fox News on the TV in this deli. And I see the chyron and it says, Justice Kennedy announces resignation. And my son tells me, Mom, I was looking at you and all of a sudden you had just gone slack-jawed and you were just like staring at the TV like you had lost your mind. And I sort of did. I had a little bit of an out-of-body experience. I mean, we all know how badly that ended up and that Donald Trump has continued to play politics with the Supreme Court. So I'm sorry if I dredged up bad memories for everybody else. I sort of got lost in that moment. But even if we get to the end of the term without an announced resignation, it doesn't mean that we couldn't have one of these weird off-cycle ones. Maybe that'll be the October surprise that Donald Trump will try to play.
Wow, you've brought up a lot of bad memories for me.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. And it's not just this one, but it's the oh, we can't confirm Merrick Garland because it's an election year. But oh, yes, we can do the next one within days of the election. Oh,
right. It's like Amy Coney Barrett gets confirmed after Donald Trump has lost. I will never forget that. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
Jill, do you want to do another question?
Sure.
So, Jill, there's a question for you from Marco, and it's a simple question. He says, why are NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, not considered a violation of free speech?
I love the question, and it's actually a pretty simple answer. It's a contractual relationship that you voluntarily enter into. It is not a government-enforced thing. It's not the government forbidding you to talk. Most NDAs are between private parties settling a lawsuit. I saw that there was a question also about freedom of religion, and I was thinking, oh, I have a great pin for that, so I wanted to answer that. But I think that we need to save time, and so I'm just going to answer this one question.
Well, thank you for listening to Sisters Sidebar with Jill Winebanks and me, Joyce Vance. Keep sending in your great questions for next week's show, and if you send in a voice memo, we'll try to play your question during our next episode. We hope we'll see you at our live shows in Denver, Colorado, tomorrow, April 23rd at the Cervantes Masterpiece, and in Atlanta, Georgia at the Buckhead Theater on May 3rd. Tickets are available at politicon.com/tour, so make sure you get them before they sell out. Follow Sister Sidebar and hashtag sisters-in-law wherever you listen, and please give us a 5-star review. It really helps others find the show. Show some love to this week's sponsors, Mill and Delete Me. The link is in the show notes. Your support for them really makes this podcast possible. Don't forget to pick up your hashtag sisters-in-law merch and other goodies at politicon.com/merch. And we will see you every week on Wednesdays and Saturdays for new episodes of Sisters Sidebar and hashtag sisters-in-law.
Oh, this I have to point. You each use a different hand. Which is the hand you're supposed to use?
Oh, shoot. I did it with my right. Okay.
Everybody only has one left. Yes. Welcome to hashtag sisters-in-law.
Spring has arrived, and with it, the perfect moment to plan your summer move. In Central Ohio's housing market, timing is everything, and no one understands that better than Delina Siamacco, one of the region's top-ranked REMAX realtors. With over 30 years of expertise and a reputation built on exceptional results throughout Central Ohio, Delina brings unmatched experience and knowledge to every transaction. As the weather and the market warms up, make your move with confidence and with the best. Visit Delina.com and let your luxury summer begin. That's Delena.com.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.